The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
It's the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 or streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Have a safe Friday. I know we had a little snow last night and into this morning. By the way, if the salt trucks want to come to South Shore, that'd be great. I know usually they don't get to the snow until June on the south side, but it'd be nice for them to get to, as I pretty much just coasted, Cap, coasted, about 5 to maybe 10 miles an hour.
You were an angry cat when you walked in.
Well, just that's not how the city works, Cap, traditionally.
But I know you as well as anybody other than your wife, and when you walked inside, I go, you okay? No! Whoa. Everything all right? No! What happened? Took me an hour and a half to get to work. Takes me, what, 20 minutes?
Usually 30 minutes from South Shore. I mean, that's just insane. I'm pretty much on a sheet of ice the entire way. Past the museum, into Lakeshore Drive, and of course, the Obama Library has got all kind of construction. You'd think they'd salt that too? Nope, not that either. So I'm just pretty much skating down South Shore Drive and the Lakeshore Drive to get to work. I think we knew that there's going to be some snow or some inclement weather last night. Do I have that right? Did Tracy put that out there yesterday?
I believe they've been a lot of forecasts that there's inclement weather coming.
It's unbelievable.
South of the city.
But, you know, that's neither here nor there. We're talking about the Bears as the Bears get ready to take on the Atlanta Falcons. And so the question is going to be on the table today, and it will be on the table for the rest of the year, Cap. There is a conundrum. There is a push and pull for some fans as far as when Sunday comes, whether you go to the bar, to the lounge, to your man cave, spending time with your friends and family. A lot of times it's great when everyone comes together to watch the Bears. And so you get dressed up, you put the Bears garb on, and so you are in place, or you're traveling to where the Bears are playing. I'm sure there'll be a lot of Bears fans in Atlanta. They're there to be able to see the Bears win, Cap. When I was in Texas, I wasn't in Dallas, but I was in Austin. Tons of Bears fans took over bars in Austin, Texas. So from Austin to San Antonio, all these Bears fans flew from Chicago just to be part of the experience because they all want to see the team win. But you and I know the bigger picture, and we understand that it's about, not necessarily about today, but it's about tomorrow for the Bears.
Correct. And so I get that a fan pays their money, goes to the game.
Flies in.
Yeah. Like, I've got my buddy Jay Hughes. Jay Hughes is, I don't know, late 20s. Mm-hmm. Jay saved his money, works hard, flies down to Dallas, sent me pictures from the tailgate, and all these Bears fans taking over Dallas. He's like, Cap, you can't imagine how many Bears brethren are down here. Mm-hmm. We got to beat the Cowboys. And I'm thinking, we're not beating the Cowboys. And we need to get a good high draft pick trade back because we got our quarterback, the whole deal. He's like, brother, when I go to a game, I understand your job is to look at the big picture. I want my team to win.
Right. Right.
Like, you don't go to the game and sit in the stands and go, please kick our ass.
Right.
You don't. But next April, whatever, when you're listening to the radio here and we carry the draft and you hear, with the third pick in the 2023 NFL draft, Chicago has made a trade. And whoever.
Right.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are on the clock. Chicago has received 3 first round picks and a third round pick.
Right.
Whoa!
Absolutely.
Then you're like, boy, am I glad we lost those games to whoever. But in the moment, I completely get it. Because you get pissed off when they look terrible. I'm furious when they lose to the Lions. When I step back and go, that might be a good thing.
I understand.
So I get both sides.
A lot of people some will look at it the way we look at it and say, man, exciting game, but a good loss. But it's hard to be able to program yourself that way when you have a financial and emotional investment in the team, Cap.
So let me ask you a question.
People are listening right now, probably at O'Hare or Midway.
Going to Atlanta.
Getting ready to go to Atlanta and have a great weekend.
They're
going to
eat wings?
Yeah.
What's the name of that place?
They won't have
Magic City?
Magic City, but they won't have Chick-fil-A because it'll be closed. It's Sunday.
Correct. They'll get that whole thing.
In the stadium, of course.
Correct. If I said to you right now, final score, Atlanta wins it. 51-50 in one of the classic games of all time offensively. Nobody could stop anybody. Bears lose 51-50. Justin Fields threw 6 touchdowns. Or, wow, Bears defense showed up. They played better. Sanborn had 2 picks, 4 sacks, a forced fumble, and a fumble recovery. And he's all over Good Morning Football, and the Bears win it 10-7.
10-7, yeah.
Justin was terrible, got picked 4 times, but Bears win. What are you taking?
Well, I like the exciting game. I like for them to win that 51-50 game, but that's not the scenario that you painted. So I would like for the Bears to win that game. But if they lose, what can I do about it?
You can't, but would you rather they win 10-7 in a slugfest?
I'd rather for the Bears to win.
Yes. Merkin?
I want the Bears to win.
Please get some help from my friend here.
I'm with Hoodie. I want the Bears to win as well.
And see, Cap sees a top 3 pick.
You're a boob.
And what I see is in the top 10 of the draft, Cap, you still should be able to get what you want. So it doesn't matter if it's 2, does it 3, if it's 8. You, as many holes on this team, you can get what you want in the draft. You still get your top 10 pick. It might be top 8.
But see, my hope is, and again, Ryan Poles could be Ryan Pace and miss on all the picks in the top 10.
What did he get?
He had 4 top 10 picks. He hit on 1, Roquan. Yeah. He plays for Baltimore now.
But he was good in the middle to the bottom of the draft, though.
Yeah, he was excellent there.
Yes.
But when you get a top 10 pick, you can't miss. If you have 4 of them, you got to hit on at least 75% of those.
Mm-hmm.
You can't Mitchell Trubisky and leave Mahomes on the board. You can't Kevin White and leave whoever on the board. Mm-hmm. You can't have Leonard Floyd and not get to a second contract. So that all said, he did a lot of good things, not enough to keep his job. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
He works for Atlanta now for a reason. But if you tell me, oh, man, that one win cost, like 1997, you won 2 games to end the season over 2 crappy teams. I think it was the Bills, who were 6-7 at the time, and one more. Those 2 turn into losses, you're picking number 1. Now, we might have taken Ryan Leaf, knowing us in our intelligent football front offices, but Peyton Manning was on the board. Instead, we got Curtis Enos.
I understand. But don't you think at some point a young player or young players in this team want to find out what it's like to win? Especially Justin Fields. Randy, here's my point on this. And Cap and I have gone back and forth on this regarding whether it's good to win or lose, especially with this team. The Bears are going to lose a good share of the games here, the last, 6 or 7? The Jets, the Packers, the Eagles, the Bills, the Lions, and the Vikings round out the rest of the season. They're going to lose a lot of those games anyway. That's why the Lions game bothers me, because it was winnable. If you're going to lose games, you're going to lose because the talent's better. But when you're close like that, that sucks even more. That's like a thousand cuts. Death by 1,000 cuts, because they should have won that game. You lose against the Falcons, okay. You're going to probably lose against the Jets. Whatever you think of the Packers, Aaron Rodgers is still there. And then juggernauts like the Eagles and the Bills and the Vikings. You're going to lose those games anyway. So nothing I can do about it. But winnable games, that's what bothers me, when you're right there at the doorstep. And by the way, if you keep giving up 30 or more points a game, then I'm going to look at Brisker and Gordon and say, are you guys going to make any stops this year? You going to make any stops? You're going to get any turnovers? You going to do anything to be able to say, hey, year 2, year 3, we're going to be better?
Got to pressure the quarterback. You can't allow Tua Tagovailoa to have 18 seconds back there. Look. Oh, there's Tyreek Hill. Gotcha. Oh, yeah. There's Waddle. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Got to help those guys. They can't cover forever.
Yeah. I just know, I look at this and I say, man, it'd be great for the Bears to beat the Falcons. If they don't, there's nothing I can do about it. What I'm saying to you is, you are coveting a pick that you may not get. You believe that the Bears could get a top 3 pick if they just keep losing. Top 4 pick.
Correct. They can. J. Jonathan Freeman on Twitter. Cap and Hood, the Bears moved up 8 spots to number 6 by losing to the Lions last week. I want Justin to pass for 200, run for 100 or more. I want Claypool 5 catches for 85 yards, and Bears lose. I'm fine.
Can I just tell you something? Randy, you tell me if I'm wrong or not. Especially with this team. I am actually more enamored with what the Bears are going to do at 11:59 p.m., a minute right before free agency, and who they're going to get. I'm actually more enamored with free agency than the draft, because I get the genuine article.
Because you get proven commodities.
Isn't that the name of the game, pal? Is that the name of the game? Yeah. I want a guy that is a stud wide receiver. I want a stud offensive lineman. I want stud guys that can make a difference defensively. I want to be able to just look at this team and say, this team spent wisely as far as the money that they have available. That's what I want. Money that they spend wisely on free agency. Hey, I want them to be able to hit it on the draft too, but I'm actually really interested in what Poles is going to do to try to get proven commodities, veterans on this team. Is that fair?
Yes, that's fair. I'm not sure what all is in free agency. There's always a few out there that you go, love to have him. Mm-hmm. Like Terron Armstead is playing for the Dolphins at left tackle. He got 70, 80 million bucks. That was a great signing because his addition is as important as Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle.
Yes.
Those are huge. But if you go back to the draft of 2021, 2021. Mm-hmm. That was the year we drafted Justin.
Yes. You remember that, don't you?
Yes.
I remember it very well.
Oh, my God,
let's
yeah.
go.
Let's by go, man. Ty, we get us a real, you know what I'm saying?
Real what?
Let's go, man.
Real what?
That was Eddie Jack.
I remember that, yes.
And when, what's his name? What was his name? The guy who
Carlos?
Did, Carlos from the community center here in Austin neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
When he went up and said, how exciting is this? My Chicago Bears select Justin Fields, quarterback. Like, dude, I was at dinner with my wife with an iPad on the table going, yes, damn right. And people at tables all around in Florida.
Yes.
What happened? Bears got Justin Fields. Table after table. High-fiving.
Yes.
High-fiving in Florida.
And because you caused a ruckus, they said, get this jackaloon out of here.
Yes.
Out.
Sir, here's your check.
Too loud.
We've comped your apps. Get out.
That's right. So, yeah. So here's a question. And Randy, let's open the phone lines. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. Bears and Falcons on Sunday. Simple question we have for you is, you heard Cap and I go back and forth on what's more valuable, the draft pick or having young players learning how to win like Justin Fields. It's been a while since the Bears won. They beat the Patriots and then 3 straight losses after that. So we're asking the question, do you want the Bears to win Sunday against Atlanta? That's just a simple question we have. Try to make it easy on this Football Friday. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Do you want the Bears to win against Atlanta on Sunday? Let's find out from you next on Cap and J Hood.
Beat their ass.
Cap J Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. Now, Courtney Cronin,
Double C,
Bears Insider, and Irish Dancer.
I was an Irish dancer, probably like 10 to like 13.
Takes you into Hallis Hall on Cap'n J Hood.
Dancing into our hearts and our minds is Courtney Cronin, who covers the Bears for ESPN Chicago. She joins us in the Cap'n J Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, brought to you by Wintrust. Hello, Courtney.
Double C!
Hi, guys. How are we doing?
We're doing well. We got a little news this morning. I just saw this.
What's that?
So, after the Titans got that big win at Green Bay last night,
yes,
I would figure they got on the charter and went home. The offensive coordinator decided to stay back. DUI.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell do you make that mistake as the freaking leader of one of the leaders of the team? Todd Downing, arrested in Green Bay, mm-hmm. charged with driving under the influence and speeding.
That's a shame, Courtney.
You gotta be kidding.
Was he in Green Bay for that, or was he back in Nashville? Because I saw it, and I saw the booking time was 4:39 a.m., so I was trying to do the math in my head of when did they get on the plane in Green Bay. When the game ended, it was like 10:30. They try to be quick at those night games to get out of there so they can get back. Was this, did he stay in Green Bay, or was this an instance of, I would assume, the alcohol being consumed on the airplane on the way home, celebrating victory, and then getting booked in Nashville?
Titans offensive coordinator Todd Downing arrested early Friday morning in Green Bay. Police records show charged with driving under the influence and speeding, and they even have his mugshot, and he's in a suit.
Yeah, that's, I don't know why you'd stay in Green Bay. That's the thing. And now it's even weirder because usually everybody gets on the plane to go home together since now they have their mini bye. But that's very bizarre. Very bizarre. That usually doesn't happen. Usually everybody on the team comes back together. So I'll be really curious to see what comes out of this.
Wow.
So how do we look at the hierarchy of the NFC North, at least for the foreseeable future, Courtney? We saw what happened with the Packers last night against Tennessee. The Bears and Lions are trying to figure themselves out. And then Minnesota's at the top. Is any of this sustainable for any of these teams?
Yeah, I mean, the Vikings one is what everybody's going to look at and say it's, you know, people try to poke holes in that record because they're 8-1 and they've had some really improbable ways of winning games. If they can continue rolling here, and, you know, I'd be concerned about that Jefferson toe injury. I've heard that it might be a little bit worse than what's, you know, currently out there. So certainly something to keep in mind. If you lose your best offensive player and he can't continue forward with you, at least for this game, like that could be something that slows them up. Green Bay, though, they were such a – it's polar opposites from where they were last week or, you know, 4 days ago against Dallas. And I think Matt LaFleur said as much. It looked like a completely different team. What they're doing right now is not sustainable, and we've known this ever since Aaron Rodgers said after week three that the way they're winning games is not sustainable. So there will be an eventual changing of the guard in the NFC North. It could very well happen this year. I mean, Minnesota's cruising to that title, but then you got to start thinking about years from now, 2 to 3 years from now, who's playing quarterback in Green Bay? Is Kirk Cousins still in Minnesota? And if, you know, Justin Fields pans out, you know, obviously he's proven to be the guy, and so the Bears will go forward with him. But his trajectory over the next couple of years, that could very well put the Bears in the mix for that spot too. And of course, we don't know what the Lions are going to do. They have to draft a quarterback this offseason. But we're on the cusp of seeing a lot of change in this division, where the Packers, for the most part, the last decade or so, have had that thing locked up in the rare chance where Minnesota didn't. And I think we're going to see a shift. I mean, we're currently seeing it, but where a more permanent shift takes place will probably be 2 to 3 years from now.
So let's talk about, we've been having this debate. Hoodie's on one side of it, and we didn't say you take one side, I'll take, just how we feel. If you told me the Bears lost, I threw out some ridiculous score earlier, I can't remember exactly what I said, but if you told me the Bears lose this game 38-37, Justin threw for 400 yards and 2 touchdowns and ran for 2 more, but they lost, I'm good. Rather than they won 10-7, it was a slugfest, he didn't play well, but they got a W. Where are you?
I mean, I can understand the logic there because you're still seeing growth from the quarterback, and it's basically the argument that everything else is gravy at that point. As long as Justin looks good, then nobody cares about the results. Like, and there is a sect of the fan base, I think, that understands that. But at some point, if it's a close game like that, if it's 10-7 or if it's 37-30, I mean, that's still a one possession game. You have to learn how to win those games. You got to tip the meter somehow and not just expect, oh, they'll reload in the off season. They'll go address needs on the offensive line, certainly with pass rushers, another couple wide receivers in here, and then they can go start to do that. I think you have to take the steps now. And feel confident that you can lead a game-winning drive if you're Justin Fields. I mean, everyone this week said as much. Like, that's something that builds confidence in a young quarterback to show that he can do it. And I just don't think that you can guarantee that it's going to be there. Like, if you can't show the signs now when you are so close, what makes you think that it's going to be an automatic guarantee he'll be able to do it next season? Just get it done when you can. I think that the window for them right now, with 7 games left, they've got a good opportunity for valuation of young players. I mean, we're going to see it this weekend with Trustin Ebner taking on Khalil Herbert's role, and we'll get to see if Velus Jones sees the field as a kick returner or potentially something else, which would be interesting. But you have a chance now to figure out who's going to be part of your group going forward. And that evaluation process for a team that has a 3-7 record, that's important because, you know, they can lose as many games as they want. They're not going to win many more games. Like, they're not going to be favored probably again this season, and that's okay. But when you do have the opportunity and you are close, I think that it's more important to learn how to win those close games than just walking away knowing that you have your quarterback for the future, because they've known that for a couple weeks. Like, that's nothing new. It's just now a matter of, can you actually do what you're going to have to do when the team is on the other side of this rebuild?
I want to ask you about injuries. What's the latest on that for the Bears?
Yeah, it's they had a lengthy report, and lengthy for their standards, because they really have been a relatively healthy team. You know, the one that's interesting is Tevin Jenkins still DNP with that hip injury. And, of course, you remember he had a back issues last year. He was on there 2 weeks ago, I want to say, with a back injury, but it was something he was able to play through. But he's DNP the last 2 days, so that's not looking great for him in coming back this week. The other one I thought was, somewhat interesting too, is the fact that, you know, Kyler Gordon, I mean, he's upgraded. He had the knee limited Wednesday, full yesterday. You know, it seems that there's a couple things, like, just to monitor here, because you've got Cole Kmet looks like he's going to be greenlit. David Montgomery was back. You have your offense pretty much at full strength, except for your N'Keal Harry, who was DNP yesterday. He has an illness. So we'll see. That's something today. We'll be able to monitor if he's out at practice or not. But I still think that the biggest thing on there is Tevin Jenkins, because it's looking right now like Michael Schofield's going to be starting at right guard again.
Hey, Courtney, the Tennessee State Police, I believe it is, just issued a statement. They wrote the ticket. The report broke in Green Bay, but they said, we want to confirm, yes, we did arrest Todd Downing for DUI and speeding, but it was after the team plane landed.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Nobody's staying in Green Bay. No offense to Green Bay or anything, but the coaches can't. They all have to come back today.
And game plan.
I mean, I don't know if he will or not, but they all have to be, like, parsing through the tape before they go on their mini-bye or their self-scout, whatever they're doing. But, yeah, unfortunate for him, an unfortunate look coming off a win.
Wonder if it'll cost him his job. Interesting.
With Twitter coming to a close, Courtney, can we follow you on MySpace?
If I could find my MySpace or even my Zanga, do you guys know what a Zanga is?
No.
I don't.
That was, I had one when I was in college, I want to say. It was just, I remember it was like Cubs colors because I thought it was being cute. And it was just a kind of an open forum. It was like the post chat room era, post AOL era, but before Facebook. So I know that I had that. I don't really know what I posted on there. If anybody can find that, that'd be great. But yeah, my MySpace, you guys can both be in my top eight. Like, we can just start it right now.
Let's do it. You're awesome. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Thank you, Courtney. Courtney Cronin covers the Bears for ESPN Chicago. Speaking of picks, you know that we are leading in the Bleck and Abdallah versus Captain Jay Hood Big Ten Dr. Pepper picks.
Yes, we have a nice, I wouldn't say comfortable lead. We're 13-5-1. They're 10-8-1. So.
Well, what's going to happen in the Big Ten? We'll give you the winners next on Cap and Jay Hood.
Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
All right. It is time for our weekend weather, and Tracy Butler from ABC 7 Eyewitness News is with us here on Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
Get the mic. That's a fine.
There you go.
I'm finding
it. $1. $1.
I feel so important with that music.
Buyout hasn't kicked in yet.
I feel like Bob Petty. Bob Petty.
Oh my God.
That's who I am. And that, $2.
Wait, his phone just went off?
Yes. Berniesbookbank.org. Put it in the...
I get like 5 minutes once a week with you guys, and I have to deal with this?
Fine. $2.
I only have a 10 and a 20.
I'll break it. Let's go. Put it in there. For God's sakes. He's already a mess.
No, you should put in 10.
He's a mess. All right.
Okay.
Tracy, it is it's a little cold, a little chilly.
Ooh, it's more than that.
It is your fault, apparently, according to Cap.
Yes, apparently it is. I will say...
You took the week off. You couldn't have possibly wanted this type of forecast. Gray and cold.
I've been here every day this week. I've been working every day this week. I'm
here. I
hall
and yell like I do every day when I go get water.
Hey.
Hi, Tracy.
Hey, Cap, step out of the way. Let her give the forecast.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Let me shove you aside. Just watch, because I did shove my brother down the stairs with a baseball bat one time, so...
Wow.
Look out.
Wow, a little spitfire.
I'm just saying.
How about that?
Okay, I will give you this.
Great.
These conditions that we're having, this is more indicative of something we'd get in January.
Mm-hmm.
It is early for us to get this cold. Today, staying in the 20s. You know, this morning, I know some of your listeners had quite the conundrum probably getting to their destinations. We had some of that snow this morning.
That guy.
Ice.
It was bad.
Yeah, it really was. Icy conditions.
Yes.
Not happy.
Nope.
I totally support you.
Yes.
Because, my commute was not fun this morning at all.
Light,
so it even affects us weather folk.
All right, WLS. Let's just keep your beak out of the letter of the forecast. Matt Lightfoot, he said. You ever said the slighted Lightfoot?
I heard him. I just tried to gloss right over that.
The team doesn't play well. The coach and GM are the ones that get criticized.
Anyway.
You were saying.
Hoodie, I was saying. Tomorrow and Sunday are going to be very cold. Tomorrow, of course, we have the Lights Festival. It is going to be frigid, but it is going to be festive and fun. If you are coming into the city for it tomorrow, the parade kind of starts headed toward Michigan Avenue at around 5:30. Mm. I think your temperature is going to be about 19 degrees then, and your wind chill may be about 9.
Okay, so they're saying 3 to 6 feet of
correct.
Snow in Buffalo.
That's correct.
Including thunder snow.
There
what
have been some
that?
Reports of thunder snow. It's just like a thunderstorm. Same thing. Although you get the elements that are, it's cold enough that your precipitation is snow. So it's just a thunderstorm with temperatures that are cold enough to produce snow.
What is going on here, 3 to 6 feet?
Wow. Okay, so what's going on? We have had a very lengthy mild fall, right? So the lake temperatures have been very, very warm, even over Lake Erie, Lake Ontario. So what's happening is you're getting this Arctic air that's coming over those lakes. And what it does is it creates this lake effect. And when it hits, when that air picks up the moisture from the lake, because it's not frozen over.
It builds snow.
It builds snow because it's hitting the friction of the land and deposits and maybe even historical amounts.
Well, I bet you were a good student.
Snow.
I would have cheated off you in school.
She was in the front row. She was with the A's and B's.
I was,
because I was a B.
I'm H and you're K. We would never see her paper.
Never.
Here's the Cap and J-Hood cut of the day. Brought to you by
Chicago Cut Steakhouse.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to make sure Boog Shambi, when Jose Abreu is playing first for us and he hits a home run to beat the White Sox. Thanks, Sox!
God almighty. Time for the White Sox minute. White Sox are 20 under.
What?
Yo. Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
So your favorite duo are going two separate places. My friend's going on vacation.
I know.
Florida. Is that it is?
Florida.
And I'm going to New York.
You're both leaving me next week?
Yeah. Yep.
What?
Yep.
This was not cleared by the director of content through me.
Oh, he should have talked to you, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's
it.
He's going to New York at 11 a.m.
Yep.
Wow. Have a safe trip.
Thank you. No thunder snow in
New York. Not Buffalo, I hope.
No. Bronx.
Okay.
I think we're safe there.
I think you're okay.
Fort Lee, New Jersey.
Never mind.
Anyway, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Have a great
and just
Thanksgiving.
Know you are the bright light on this show. We love you.
Mwah.
We love
you both.
We thank you for listening and twitching in, being part of the program here on
Shivering.
ESPN 1000.
Would you go to his funeral?
Oh, how about that?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Randy. Thank you, JC. For Cap, I'm Jay Hood. We're back Monday at 7 on Chicago's Home for Sports.
You go to Merkins.
So long, everybody.
Take that.
From Chicago.